Hi, I'm Amanda Pacheco.
This is Sheila.
Hello, it's Davida.
I'm Gina Lovato.
Hey, it's Alana Dunn.
I'm Caitlin Bailey.
This is Melissa Novak.
It's Sean Jacobson.
Hey, it's Bethany Nicole. And welcome to Sex Party.
And welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Sex Party with your host, Dustin Rybka.
Welcome to Sex Party. I'm your host, Dustin Rybka. This week, we have a big one, one of the biggest rising stars in the porn industry. Dan Dangler is here. She's doing porn. She's doing OnlyFans. She started on Twitch. She's making YouTube videos. How'd she go from Twitch to OnlyFans to the adult industry? What was her first scene in the adult industry like? What will she do? What will she not do? What was it like for her to work with Adam22 and Lena the Plug on their podcast, Plug Talk? We're going to go through all of that. Dan has an AI bot that you can pay, subscribe to, that will pretty much do anything that you want. So we're going to talk to her about what it was like to be cloned, what's coming up in the future for Dan on the porn side, on the OnlyFans side. What is she doing on OnlyFans currently? It's an awesome interview. It's a fun interview. At the end of the interview, Dan goes through the burner. So without further ado, please enjoy my interview with Dan Dangler.
This week's conversation.
Dan Dangler, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I am amazing. I haven't smoked weed yet today, so that means I have a clear mind, and I'm doing good. What about you?
Yeah, no, I'm doing all right. You know, we're two Red Bulls deep, and that's a thing I need to do every morning. It's either that or, like, you know, fucking take a shot of something really not that I shouldn't be taking a shot of. So it's a Red Bull day, so we chose that, and
we got to get you off that caffeine. Get on these old green juices.
Okay, so clearly you're a health person, which we love.
I'll put myself through a BBL, so I'm not that big of a health person.
Yeah. Well, okay, so if you're drinking, this is what I love, because I'm so half and half, right? Like, I go to the gym, I'm like trying to get the water in, I'm like doing like low carb and lifting and all the fucking shit, vitamins. But then, like, on Sundays, it's on. It's like sushi and pizza and, like, whiskey and shit. So, like, are you somebody who is like a half and half, like, or a 70, 30, 80, 20 person where you know how to have a good time, but you still do your shit?
So I don't really drink or anything right now. It just gets me so fat so quickly. it does not mix with my body well. I bloat. I'm big. And so I have to stop. I don't drink that. But I mean, I'm like, I do all my little healthy smoothies and stuff to kind of help my immune system. That's the biggest thing I want to focus on. I guess maybe not heart health and stuff. I kind of am like, I'm more of like an immune system fan. Like, brain health fan.
Oh, yeah. So do you take anything for brain health, like vitamins or anything?
Oh, I'm always on something new I find online, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. My newest thing is my little wellness shots in the morning. They're like probiotic shots, and then they also give you some energy. So
yeah, you should try. And you get that fucking turmeric kick. That turmeric kick is so nice, you know. Bam, I like it. I've learned to love it. I love pain, so whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's what's needed. But yeah, at the end, I'm always like.
Okay, so we have that on the record. So for the people who may be like living under a rock, maybe they're in rehab, maybe they have a drinking problem, and they're just like wandering around the streets of, you know, whatever city, LA, Detroit, Chicago, somewhere, they don't know who you are, which is a travesty, we know, but like, they don't know who you are. They don't know your work. Could you talk a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so I'm the Dan Dangler. That's what I go by. That was my gaming name. I've always been a gamer, like video games and games like sports and stuff. Always been kind of a tomboy. So I started off as basically a professional gamer almost. And I did like the World Series. I was a captain for the World Series of Warzone and all this stuff. And then I went from being a gamer to doing OnlyFans. And that was kind of like a big switch. A lot of people were like, huh, like that's like, I got a lot of hate for that in the gaming community. And then from OnlyFans, I just started going into more professional stuff. And honestly, I enjoyed it more than streaming. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna move this way now.
Well, okay. So I think this is fascinating. How long have you been in the industry?
Like 2 years, but professional scenes only like a year.
Okay. And I do want to congratulate you because you just won the Best Newcomer Award at the Pornhub Awards like the other day, right?
Yeah, I can't believe that. That's insane.
It's got to
be
insane.
Like one of the most visited websites ever.
Mm-hmm. In the world, yeah, for sure.
That's nuts.
And that's totally nuts. And I mean, congratulations, Jesus.
Like, thank you. It doesn't feel real.
Yeah, yeah. Well, many more to come, I'm sure. Many more awards. This is where I would hit the like applause button, but we can't afford it. A fucking applause button. So we don't have one. But congratulations. So you're on Twitch.
I could hit the applause button for you. No, I don't think it'll come through.
Yeah, probably not, but you know, whatever. We'll get an applause button eventually. Actually, I think there's one in here, but I'm just too lazy to look. So you were on Twitch. You're killing it. Warzone. You're doing your thing. Okay, where does the idea come from to go to OnlyFans? Was it like you had friends and they were making money, or you were like horny and was like money and horniness and this could be a thing? And were you nervous to start an OnlyFans?
Yeah, okay, so I basically went into a category on Twitch after I was gaming, because I wasn't just a gamer. I did a lot of like what they call just chatting and stuff like that. And but then I started doing hot tub streams, which is just hanging out in the hot tub in your bikini. And, you know, and I've always kind of like been a girly girl while I've been a tomboy. So mm-hmm. I enjoyed that aspect of switching from gaming to like being all sexy in a hot tub and stuff like that. And, you know, I just enjoyed it. And then, so then everything just kind of kept progressing. And the only thing that really like made me nervous to do what I was doing was the judgment of others. I wasn't nervous going into what I was doing ever. I was happy and excited, but the only negative thoughts came from outside sources, you know?
Yeah, and see, this is really fucking cool that I have you and you're talking about this because, you know, around the show and with a lot of OnlyFans creators that I have on the show, so many women reach out and even some dudes and they're like, yo, you're the sex party guy. Like, what do you think? And da da da. And they're like, I'm just so nervous. And it's not about showing my body or me having sex on camera. I actually like it. It turns me on. But you know, what if so-and-so finds out and da, 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 and they sit on it for like 2 years. So what would or maybe they don't do it. And there's a lot of them that don't do it. So what would your advice be on the shame piece? Like, how do we like fuck up, tell that voice to fuck off and yeah. Just do it? How did you do that?
Well, it took me a while. I thought I would never be who I was, you know, because of the background judgment. I came up in a Catholic family. So this is definitely not something my parents agree with. And it came with sacrificing a relationship with them. But at the end of the day, not even when it comes to sex, if you're doing something that's not hurting anybody, like physically or like mentally, well, you're doing it, you know, if you're enjoying it, you're being safe, and other people aren't taking the time to understand you and hear you out, then maybe those people just aren't worth your time. But yeah, you should really... When you think about doing something, if somebody else is stopping you, that should never be a thing because it's your life. Like, you can't have your life back. You can't rewind and do it over again and be like, oh, I wish I did that. So live in the moment.
Yeah. 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 Because I don't know, I've quoted this statistic and it's probably wrong on some level, but generally it's correct. They don't really tell you this, but like in the mainstream media, But they always have these things where, like, every couple of years, they'll, like, poll a bunch of people on their deathbeds. And they will say, like, what are the two, three things that that you regret not doing with your life? And literally, I wish I had more sex is on there, right? And so I find that fascinating that we're all, like, these sexual creatures and, like, some, you know, I mean, it's how we all got here anyway.
Yeah.
And we want to do stuff. And yet there's, you'll have entire, you know, sects of people that in your life that will shun you or, you know, write you off for that. I mean, when I started this podcast, I lost, like, whatever, but, you know, so that's fascinating too. I mean, you know, not having your family, like, you know, be dicks about it. Like, was that something you were like, wait, maybe I shouldn't do this, or you should go full steam into it?
A lot of times it was me trying to hide what I was doing from them. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll never do this. Don't worry. Blah, blah. You know, just trying to protect their feelings, honestly. And, it got to a point where they weren't trying to be considerate of my feelings. You know what I mean? It was all about them. What will their friends think? What will the family think? What will this person think? And it was never what makes you happy, you know, like,
right.
It was never that. So I guess it just took me gradual time, and I still deal with it all the time. Like, I try to forgive my parents and reach out to them. You know, I say forgive because, like, they purposely choose not to speak to me. And, while they should be, because they're my parents, I try to forgive them. And just be open for when they're willing to come around. Because if we're not open as sex workers and willing to forgive people for what they think about us, it'll never change, like, the, you know, like, the thought process about us. So,
yeah, the fucking stigma, right? I mean,
yeah,
you're battling that every day. But you know what's cool about you is you sort of are like this new age where you did start on Twitch and YouTube and you're still doing those things too, but you're also on OnlyFans, you're also in the mainstream adult industry. And I think, like, you know, you see, like, legends like Adriana Chechik, she, you know, streams and does Twitch and all and YouTube and whatever, and it's like, that's how you started, which I think is, like, that's new media. And so you're all across the board with it, and I think it's awesome that you kept up with it. And I also think, like, you have this sort of this, like, rock star energy where you're, like, fun. Even the couple of minutes we spent before recording this, like, we were chuckling and, like, whatever, but, like, to have that, I feel like you have that connection with everybody I've seen you meet, you know, on camera or whatever. So I think that's a really powerful thing, and I think in a way potentially you're helping to, like, by having that attitude, like, oh, you don't like it, fuck off, but, like, also, like, let's make it a joke, you know, whatever. I think you're helping to, like, you're one of these new people who are helping to demystify the sex work thing, because this sex work thing is a mess, you know. So I think that's really awesome.
I've had so I have two roommates, and so one of the roommates lives in the house with me. There's a separate house as well. But his friends, like, he'll invite them out. And, you know, only one of them is, like, really, like, everybody judged me, right? They'd be like, oh, I don't want to come out there because I don't want to sit down in, you know, those couches or that, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, just totally as if I was some gross human being that just, whatever. But then there was other friends of his that came around and got to learn and know what I was doing. And they were like, that's actually, like, a cool lifestyle. You know, like, it's funny to see the people who stop and actually listen and wait to understand it. And then they're like, oh, okay, this shit's actually more corporate than I thought it was. Like,
right.
It's not just drugs and sex. You know,
so. Yeah. And you're making great money or I'm assuming you're making great money. And you're doing, like, what you love and you're having fun with it. So when you went to OnlyFans, did you just dip your toe and then gradually work up, or were you automatically, like, having sex and, like, you know, doing crazy customs, or, like, what was that like?
It was just, like, it was so bad at first. I used to make people sign NDAs if I sent them any nudes.
Okay.
So I literally have like a group of like 50 NDAs where people would be like, I didn't see anything, blah, 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 you know, and it would be customs for them. And then eventually I was just like, whatever. I stopped listening to those outside people and I started doing my own thing pretty quickly. You know, I went from starting OnlyFans to being in pro scenes in within, you know, a year and a half period. So
yeah. Okay. And so did someone just discover you? Did someone say, hey, you should do this? Or did like, how did you make the jump from OnlyFans and then adding pro to your repertoire?
I guess I just kind of wanted to do it for publicity, which people are going to hate me for saying this, but I don't think that it really helps all that much with publicity doing pro stuff. Sure, it can, but honestly, like your own image is up to you. So like to make larger, you know what I mean? There's girls who do tons of pro stuff and, you know, their Instagram pages aren't that large because they don't, you know, they're only trying in one aspect. So, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
No, you didn't. I mean OnlyFans is probably where you make your bank, right?
Yeah, it's like I would say it's nice to do like pro stuff if you just want some extra income and you enjoy doing them, you know, doing pro scenes, which I do. I enjoy it, so that's great. But yeah, I would definitely say stay to OnlyFans if people are looking for the publicity or whatever aspect.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it makes good financial sense, you know. Yeah, and you can always dabble and do a scene here and there, like you said, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, what was your first adult industry scene like? Like, what kind of scene was it? And who was it with?
It was with Manuel Ferreira, and it was, oh, actually, maybe that was my second scene. My first scene, I don't know, I can't remember. It was, I did a VR scene, and I did a Manuel Ferreira scene with Brazzers, and the Brazzers one got released first. That was fun. It was cool. It wasn't weird. You know, like I thought it might be, only a few people on set and got it done and went home. Super easy.
Were you nervous?
No.
See, that's amazing. That's
like
amazing.
You should. Well, I mean, like it's normal to be nervous, obviously, but, I really think that if you're going to be taking these steps as like a adult performer, I think you got to be really comfortable with what you're doing. So that's like the most important thing before you decide to do something. Because if you're going into something scared, there's a reason you're like scared about it. You know, you got to face that first.
Yeah. And there's a difference between fucking I'm nervous and oh my God, I can't do this. Get me the fuck out of here. Right. Yeah. There's a huge difference. Yeah. What kind of scene was it? Was it just traditional girl guy sex? Was it anal, or was there like a fucking circus person? I don't want what.
I don't do anal professionally because I don't want to be the poo girl. I don't want to poo on somebody and then all the industry is gonna hear, oh, Dan Dangler pooed on so and so, we're doing a scene. So actually anal's my favorite, but I don't do it professionally. I just do it in my free time with people that I'm really comfortable with. Like if there was a mistake to happen, you know, it's not not somebody I have to worry about talking and telling everybody about. So, but yeah, it was just a regular scene with me and Manuel and, you know, typical Brazzers, scandalous, doing sex acts while we weren't supposed to vibe.
Okay. And then was there like, do they say, okay, Where is it okay for the cum shot to be? Do you have a say in that or like what?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you should never work for a company that makes you put it somewhere. Right.
That's why I asked that.
Yeah. No, it's actually very, very good these days. You give a list of boundaries beforehand, what you're okay with and not okay with. And I'm not okay with cream pies in the industry. I don't want a porn baby because I believe in like having a baby if you're financially stable and, you know, and you made the choice to have consensual sex. I believe in that you should take care of that baby. It was your choice. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't want to have to be like, hey, 10, 12 guys I've worked with, I'm pregnant and we got to wait. One of you 12 guys might be the father. You know, like I can't do it. So I stay away from cream pie scenes.
So was your first scene a facial or was it on your?
I believe, yeah, it was a facial. Oh my God. No, oh my God. This was so embarrassing. Actually, it was a facial, but Manuel's a shooter. Like he's a shooter. And so I went back and then he was finishing and it just hit like my uvula. Never happened before. Directly just like punched my uvula. And I was like, and I went, like I literally, you know, like if somebody threw something down your throat and like it missed your mouth and just went to your throat and you go, like that's what happened to me because it shot so fast. But
you got fucking throat punched by cum.
I did. I was like, yeah, it's funny. You should hear the scene. I literally, and then I was expecting it to be such a rocket.
Yeah. But. Yeah. That's fucking wild. And then, so you've been in the adult, like professionally for like just over a year from what I'm told and what these wonderful notes from our mutual friend Erica sent along. She's so good with that shit. Shout out to Erica. The year plus that you've spent, right? Has it graduated from girl guy sex? Or, like, are you doing like, is it getting crazier? Do you have plans for it to get crazier? Like, where are we at now in your career?
Yeah, I don't really think it's gotten too crazier. Like, I guess I've always pretty much had a set of rules when it comes to sex in my personal life. And it's always applied to my porn life as well. I don't really know what I could do to be freakier besides, you know, doing booty stuff and double penetration and stuff. But I'm a big fan on keeping your parts after you retire. You know, like I don't want my babies to be blown to shreds because I decided to stick three things in it. You know what I mean? Like I'm anti-fisting. Anything that's just wild stretching body parts, I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
I like to keep it.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it totally. You know, and I mean, have we done scenes with multiple men, women, men? Have you done a bukkake? Like, are you a blow bang or like, are you doing those sorts of things?
No, I'm more just like your girl next door vibe. So I'm more like, you know, I'll do an orgy and stuff, but it's not like focused on me. It's just everybody, you know? Yeah. And I like those. And a lot of BGGs. I love those. Like, that's kind of my vibe is the whole boy and a girl, or I used to be like a couple fucker.
Okay.
Like I really loved hopping in with couples, because then there's no strings attached. I can just hop out and they're still, you know, their thing. I like that.
Yeah. Is that in your personal life or in the porn life or both?
My porn life, I like to really, that's my favorite people to collab with is couples because it's just, it's the most professional and they respect each other and it's just it's just a cool way to work with people.
No, totally. And I have a question about that, which we'll get to in a second, cause I have two follow-ups, right? One, do you think that and maybe you don't know, right? And that's cool too. But do you think as your adult career goes on, that you'll get freakier in terms of like the things we talked about, like, you know, multiple men or like a blow bang or bukkake or whatever? Do you think you'll add those things in as, cause a lot of porn people are like, at first I'm doing this and we're going to slowly as I feel comfortable. So do you think that those things will happen or do you think you'll always just kind of be the way you are now?
Who knows? I don't think, like I said, I don't, mark my words, record this, clip this.
It's being recorded.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I'll ever have three dongs in me at one time.
That's wild.
That's one thing I think I'll never do.
Sure.
Personally. Okay.
Well, I think that's the best answer you could possibly give, because you teased it a little bit and you're like, but I'll never do this. So here's my hard stop. Right. So we love that. Back to the porn baby thing, right? Is that a thing that happens? Cause like, you know, people who aren't in the porn industry, we don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in the sex creator industry, but I haven't heard, well, I mean, I have heard, but is that like that happens because someone forgets to take the fucking Plan B or the phosphorus acid in their vagina or whatever, or what?
There's phosphorus. There's a lot of, okay, I could go on. I have a lot of unpopular opinions about this, but I just think it's so important to be on birth control if you're and be taking it correctly if you're in the adult industry, because there are a lot of people who get reckless and then they just take care of their problems, which I just think is irresponsible for your own body in general, because it's hard to put your body through, you know, like stuff like that all the time. And then there's a lot of girls who just, they do cream pie scenes and then they pop a Plan B like after it religiously, and I'm like, you might as well just throw like an atomic bomb down your like your whole system. You're never gonna have a child in the future the way they're eating them like Tic Tacs, and I'm like, oh, I just wish that they cared a little bit more about like their insides. Yeah.
Right. Drinking fucking green juice.
Drink some fucking green juice.
Put some green juice up there. Because I've heard about that a lot and been really surprised, because I just assumed that there was some sort of regulation or something in the porn industry. It's like, hey, birth control is a thing and we want to know you're on it. And then all of a sudden I hear some people aren't on it and they're just relying religiously on Plan B. And so I'm like, man, if this person, there was this, the episode I haven't dropped it yet. But it's coming. And there was someone who did a gangbang with 15 guys. And we were talking and whatever. And she's like, yeah, at the end, I just pop a Plan B. And I'm like, wait a minute, would one Plan B be enough? And it's all fucking cream pie. So 15 dudes come in her pussy, and then she pops one Plan B. Not that I'm saying she should pop like two or three, but I don't know the science. I'm just
dude. I'm not even thinking. I'm just thinking about being the 15th guy right now.
Yeah.
How are you the 15th guy? Ooh, it's so mushy. Ooh.
I mean, being the 15th guy in a gangbang, at that point, it's just, you know, it's almost like probably fucking a water balloon. You know what I mean? Where it's just blowing out everywhere, I would imagine. Oh. I mean, you know, no hate. I'm not shaming anyone at all. But like, that's, you know.
I'm not shaming anybody. I'm just grossed out a little bit. That's all. Because if I was a man, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could stick my stuff where, mm-hmm. Sure, if there wasn't cream pies going on, but yeah. That much cream pie is a lot of cream pie.
Yeah, and like, you know, personally as a man, like, I don't want to stick my dick where some other guy's cum is. If it's on
her,
that's
what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's fine, but I don't want to, like, I don't need extra lube from your penis. You know?
Exactly. No. That's what it is, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you mentioned you love working with couples. You have worked with, I would say, the most famous couple in porn, in the adult industry, Adam 22, Lena the Plug. They're legends. We love them. You were on Plug Talk, right?
Yeah.
So, and take as much time as you need, because we love this, and we love this story you're about to tell. I already know. I've seen the feature.
Oh, God.
But what was it like to, you know, work with Adam 22, Lena the Plug? What was that experience like to go on Plug Talk?
So something that you might not know is I'm actually really good friends with them. So it wasn't weird at all to go on Plug Talk. Like, I've, you know, I actually had sex with them multiple times before I even went on Plug Talk, which is, like, funny. Like, we had been in orgies, and I believe me and Lena had done a GG already, and we hang out, like, so it's kind of just, like, an about time kind of thing, you know? But I love both of them. They're great. They're so funny. So just, they're great people. And yeah, I just enjoy spending time with both of them, and we just have a blast.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they're, just as cool in real life as they are. Feels like they don't really hold a lot back, you know? And so this is my, I'm looking into the camera, my official request, Lena, Adam, come talk to me on Sex Party. because I just feel like they're innovators in the way, not just the way they run their podcast, which is incredibly innovative, right? But the fact that it's them doing their thing and sort of like, no, this is what we are doing. And it keeps growing. They keep like reaching different things. And you're on a lot of like I saw you in a YouTube clip where you were sort of like the announcer, one of the announcers for one of the orgies. You're like, oh, we got a cum shot, like kind of describing what's happening. Like a fucking sportscaster. I thought that was like really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So see, like, I always have a problem with making things not sexual, like when, you know, when they're going on. Like, I was like, oh, we got one, let's go. Like, you know, like,
yeah, just, yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. I don't know if they're gonna keep doing that layout of their podcast like that, but they're definitely still doing orgies. It's just how they're kind of doing it. Like last time we did a bunch of video or a bunch of yard games, and then we went and we you know, did our thing. But so it just kind of depends. But I'm down for whatever, because it's always a good time with them.
Yeah, no, for sure. So why do you think they would give that layout a break, or like move on from that? They're just sick of it. They want to do something different.
I think, yeah, maybe just try something new. I think they're kind of trying things to see what they're best, you know, like what's going to stick, or, you know, what. Sure. They're still doing their Plug Talk stuff. You know, their one-on-ones with people, but, their Plug Talk orgies, I think they're still just trying to figure out what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is what I mean by they're innovative, and you're involved with them, and you add such a, again, you add such a, like a realistic, like rocks. Like, I feel like when I saw you, I was like, oh fuck. Like, my girlfriend and I would love just to be in a bar, like ripping shots with her. Like, that's the energy you have. But it makes you accessible. I mean, do you feel that way? Do you feel like your energy and kind of like your bright personality, but yet you have like a, like I feel like you will say what's really on your mind.
Oh,
but
at the
same, and I love that. And but at the same time, like, you're pretty positive, bright, like fun, like let's fucking party person. So do you think that makes you, I mean, your fans voted you the best newcomer on the Hub Awards. Do you think that your personality is what, I mean, of course, you know, they love your work, but your personality has to add to that, right?
That's what I keep getting told. You know, I can't say that about myself, because I just think I tell it how it is. You know, I don't have a filter. And my grandma was the exact same way. My grandma was a badass, you know, like she would swear at all the grandkids, call us little shits, you know, tell us what she was thinking. And I really think I just got that from her. Like, I don't have secrets. Any secret I have, I put it out there online, because it just helps me to like talk about things. So I don't know if my personality necessarily is that cool, but I feel like the fact that I'm open to talking about anything and just being honest about my opinion, I hope that sticks out. Cause I've really tried to like be outspoken and say things how I feel like they should be. But then I also try and take into consideration other people's feelings while I'm saying it.
You know? Yeah, no, for sure. I think
Makes perfect sense. And I think it, I mean, people want somebody relatable that also does sex work and whatever. It just makes it more valuable, I think. So it says here in the notes that you have a mission to collab with all the big names.
Oh, yeah. I want to be up there. I want to be one of the biggest, period.
Okay. Let's fucking talk about it. Who are you dying? Like, who's on your top five? You know, and whatever. Like, who do you really want to collab with that you haven't already?
I've pretty much collabed with a lot of people already that I've wanted to, like all the big names that are currently in porn, you know, right now. And honestly, Angela White is my dream collab, and I've already collabed with her a couple times, and I just would love to collab with her again. She's one of my favorite people to talk to. I think if somebody's down to earth, it's definitely her. She's way more positive a person than I am. So I love being around her and stuff like that. But then there's also people who I want to collab with that, like, I don't like a Bella Danger. She doesn't collab anymore, or like, I don't know, just big names like that, that don't really collab anymore. And then there's also this one guy who's not collabing, and his name is like Dan Danger.
Oh shit.
And okay. I'm like, Dan Dangler, Dan Danger collab. That would go so hard. And then he's not collabing right now. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah, the fucking Dan collab would go hard as fuck.
Dan Danger, Dan Dangler.
Yeah, Double Dan. So we you can't call it Double Dan, though, because then they'll think you're doing double penetration.
Well, that's, that could be true. Or if he put it out, they'd probably think it's a gay scene for him. So, you know, because I'm Dan, so.
Oh, my God, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, you know, the list, I mean – Johnny Sins, right? What was it like to work with Johnny Sins?
He's great, but what a flake, man. I love Johnny, but that dude is too freaking busy. I'm messaging him, hey, can we collab? Lives 5 minutes down the road from me. And he is always busy, can't do this, can't do that. I don't know. He's a nice guy, but he's like, I feel like the way to describe Johnny is like, he's a nice guy. He wants to fuck as many different women as possible. And he doesn't want to be out there socially. So
okay,
that's kind of how I describe him. Like, if you're like, can you get into TikTok? He's like, ugh. You know, like, it's not his thing. He's like very just sex work, and that's his thing.
Right. Yeah. So did you take that frustration of trying to track his ass down and put it into the scene?
No, because I just mess with him. Like, if I have a scene with him and it's with another girl, I'll be like, oh, well, I'm glad so-and-so got a hold of you, because otherwise we would have never been able to collab. You know, like, I just mess with him like that. You know, and he's even said to me before, he's like, nobody busts my balls as much as you do. And I'm like, well, I don't really care that you're Johnny Sins. I'm still going to bust your ass. You know, that's just how I am.
So what was the scene that you did with him? Is you, him, and another girl?
I've done three scenes with him.
Oh, okay.
One with me and another girl, and we were his strippers, giving him a private dance. And then another one with my friend Juliana. This one was fire. It was like a workout scene. It was so hot. We were all sweating. And we did a bunch of oil, all that stuff. And then my only scene that I have of like where I'm getting dominated, just like completely, he did that one as well. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that brings up a great question. I mean, are you in your work and in your personal, are you more into being dominated? Are you more submissive, or do you like to dominate whatever?
Okay. So Erica, don't listen. my PR. I'm not really that sex driven. I'm really not. I think it's because I have so much sex in my life, like, that I'm not that sex driven. I'm actually so I used to be like dominant, or I like them to be dominant, just like rough sex. Like, I'm into rough sex. I actually kind of am still to this day, as in not like slapping and stuff, but like hard pounding. I like that. If it's not too like crazy large, but I really think recently with how much sex I've had, I'm becoming pansexual. I think that sex is becoming more important to me with people that I have like a connection with in real life. Like I've even found that happening to be with like some male porn stars that I collab with. Like, I'm like, I enjoy collabing with them more on the like fourth collab because I know them better and I know their personality and all that stuff. So like, I have a handful of guys that are like fit that really well. So.
Yeah, no, that's fucking awesome. And then like, you have girl scenes, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're in those scenes, do you become dominant or do you allow yourself to be dominant or do you switch back and forth?
So it kind of depends on how the girl is feeling. If a girl comes in and I feel like she's a little shy or she's a little nervous, I'll kind of take the role, like the main lead. But if there's other people there, like who have more experience, like being like, for instance, like Luna, when me and Luna have sex, I feel like I let her kind of take the lead a little bit more, you know, just some girls who have more GG experience and more experience in general. I kind of let them take the lead more.
Yeah, that makes total and complete sense.
But I'm only gay for pay. Like I'm not. Would never date a woman. I love women, but and I actually prefer a boy and a girl to have sex with at the same time rather than just a guy. But I would never date a woman. I couldn't.
Okay, why? Let's break this down because this is crucial. This is important. Why would you never date a woman? Besides, obviously that you're not gay, but whatever.
Yeah. I would say because I just really like the old fashioned men, like. I am so attracted to, like, I saw a video the other day of a guy. He put his hand on a piece of wood, and he sanded the wood with his hand. And he's like, my hands are blah, blah, grit, you know, like, whatever, sandpaper grit. And I was like, that's so fucking hot. Like, or if I see, like, a manly man with, like, a hairy chest or, like, Captain Jack Sparrow. He's so manly. Oh, I love the old-fashioned man.
I'm like, okay.
I'm like, don't shave. Don't do anything. Just be old-fashioned man.
So you're masturbating then to like the HGTV, like burly kind of like fucking woodworker guys.
Yeah. Well, like some, like the guys that aren't out flirting with all the girls are doing construction. Mm. They're doing, you know, like all the woodwork, whatever. They're just like that manly man. I kind of like the, like, you know how hunters are without being a hunter. Like, I kind of like that, you know, like you drive a truck, all that.
But you don't want them to hunt. So it's like, you're more into like the hunter aesthetic, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like guys that I can be like, hey, I want a greenhouse built. And they're like, bet, I got you. Yeah, that's right. Hot. I'm like, oh. Yeah, because I just always been such a tomboy, so I like when a man can outman me.
Okay, yeah, see, this is fucking premium information because it helps to break down the psychology, you know, with you and like what you're into, what turns you on. Because I think people just, I don't know, people assume a lot of shit. But do you think that it's this notion that they can take care of you better, right? Or is it just something about like a rough pair of hands, right? It could be both, but like, what do you think really does it for you? Because you mentioned they're not out cheating on you, they're not in the club or like whatever.
Yeah, I like that about guys. I don't know, I grew up with a dad who worked, you know, 8 out of 7 days of the week, you know what I mean? Like, literally he was always working every single day. You know, nighttime shifts. So I just grew up around men who, you know, my brother went into the army, and he's 13 years older than me. So I grew up seeing that. So I just think I've always been around these typical, not like 8 hour, 10 hour, even my dad, even 12 hour shift guys who just bust their ass for their family. And so I think I've taken those qualities from the men that I've been around in my life and kind of put them in the qualities that I would want in a partner as well.
No. Yeah. That's awesome. Are you dating like on, like in your personal life, or do you, what does that look like?
Not really. I'm trying not to get attached to anybody right now. That's my main goal. My main goal is just, the whole reason I do porn is so I can open up my own animal sanctuary. I want to raise enough funds to be able to do that and like retire doing that, you know, like that's, I want to raise like enough, not just to open it, but like that will be my retirement. And so, I don't know. What was it? What were we saying? Yeah, that's what I want to do. Fuck. Ask again. Sorry.
So you're just really driven to accomplish your goals, and you don't really have time to date, or have you tried dating? And just like not that doesn't fucking work.
It's just distracting for me. Mm-hmm. Like, and my schedule is already so horrible. I don't think you can see it, but I already have like two things every single day for the next like month and a half. So it's like, if I were sticking in days to hang out with the significant other, it would be multiple times a week, and it would just be crazy, and it would kind of hurt my goals of, you know, right now.
Yeah, for sure. That makes total sense. Cause you seem like an incredibly driven person.
I try to be.
Yeah. I mean, again, you're on the cutting edge here with like, you know, Twitch and YouTube or what, and also OnlyFans and mainstream, but, you created an AI clone of yourself. Can we talk about this? Cause this is fascinating. How did this come about? What is this? Tell me everything.
So I basically, this company Clone AI, they created clones of me and like Riley Reid. I don't know who else they've done by now, but I know it's me and Riley Reid for sure. Maybe Lena too. And basically we had to read this like writing for half an hour or whatever. And it's just writing of whatever. So they can get your voice structure down, how it sounds, all that. And then they generate photos of you using other, like AI photos of you using other pictures of you. So you have this like avatar of you who looks somewhat like you. And then people can go in and they could talk. They could ask for voice messages from me. And it'll be my voice with my tone. And I can tell them how I'll peg them in the butt, you know, cause I won't do that. I won't say that on my regular OnlyFans, but you know, my AI will tell you the craziest shit. My AI will do you dirty if you want to be done dirty. So yeah. And then pretty soon my AI will be able to make custom photos and videos in a few months. So if you want to like see me pooping on something, like, you know, there you go.
Why do you think that's what they would go to? Do you have a request on OnlyFans to get for you to shit on things? What's going on?
No, I'm just trying to think of things that people would be too afraid to ask me, so they'd go to my AI. You know?
Oh, I mean, I feel like they're gonna go right to that double penetration or anal or something. Whatever.
Yeah.
You're not doing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see you get nailed by like 5 black dudes, 2 Asian men, and a white guy. My AI can make that happen.
Wow. No, that's insane. And I've heard good things too. I've heard that it's like, you know, pretty realistic, but you're right. I think what's coming next, like in the next year, where they can like have you do stuff. Like right now you can talk shit to them, but soon your AI will be able to. I mean, how does that make you feel that there's a clone of you out there like doing the fucking wildest shit ever? And can you like check to see what the top requests are? Do you have that kind of control or no?
Well, everything's kind of changing right now because the company is like evolving and, you know, they're adding new things in right now. So I can't really say too much because it could be changed within a little bit. But I don't feel weird about it because I know it's the next step, and I know, here's the thing. I'm just trying to make money in every way possible. And if AI is the next thing. I'm going to hop on it. You know, I'm going to do that. And I know a lot of people are like anti-AI and stuff like for porn because they're like, oh, it's going to destroy the real porn world. But if I can get my hands into AI somewhere still and, you know, that's my that's my biggest goal.
Yeah. I mean, it brings that animal sanctuary way closer.
Yeah. Whatever, you know? Whatever I have to do.
For sure. That's the thing is you'll say shit like this, right? You'll be like, oh, I'm just doing it, whatever. But like, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not you, but it does seem like you enjoy having sex for work. I mean, it does seem like it's enjoyable to you. And I think people get so caught up in, oh, she doesn't like porn or she talks shit about porn.
So many people say that. Why do they say that about me?
Because they're one-sided. They're not open-minded at all. I mean, you can like what you do, but then be like, cool, I did this for fucking 5 years. I'm going to go out on top and go do something else I love. Doesn't mean I didn't love that. But I feel like for like some simple-minded people, right, some fucking internet trolley boys, right, they just fucking – they have to have it one way or the other. And if you don't like having sex, you don't like dick, which means you don't like them. And it's like, shut the fuck up, you fucking weirdos.
There's so many weirdos out there. That's when I'm like, just go to my AI. Go talk to them instead.
She'll do whatever the fuck
you want. She'll listen to your bitching. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Okay, so she'll listen to your bitching. Wow. okay, so – would you agree with me? You can't. This is too like LeBron Jamesy arrogant. I can't ask you that. But I was gonna say, I feel like you are truly like one of the biggest names in porn right now. I mean, top. I don't know. Maybe it's just one of the biggest up and coming names in porn right now. Because
I hope so. Yeah, I don't know where I'm at. I have no idea. Some people are like that's the thing. It's like you say stuff like that. A lot of people mm-hmm. say this to me. Oh, you're one of the big names. Blah blah blah. I go out in public. Nobody notices me. But then my friend with like 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
You know, gets noticed all the time. I'm like, so I don't think I'm that like cool, but thank you.
Well, I just think that you're everywhere and you're one of these people who know how to like really truly work the socials and also again, Twitch, YouTube. Now you're a fucking robot. I mean, you have your own robot now. So that's the fucking thing. And so I just feel like it, you know, it makes you accessible to so many people. So I guess I would say then, one of the biggest, if not the biggest up and coming people in adult. I'm obviously just won a fucking award for it. So there's that. Okay. So getting towards the end of the interview here, a couple more things we got to get through and it's going to be a blast. So here we go. What can people expect on the OnlyFans? Like how horny does it get? Or, I mean, are you doing crazy weird customs? Like what can they expect? Cause I think a lot of people listening and watching this, podcast, they're curious and, you know, man, women, whomever, they're going to want to come over and check it out.
For my OnlyFans, it's obviously me responding to everything. And so I would say that that's kind of like the coolest thing about my OnlyFans is like, it's the only place where I message people back. And so that's like the only place to talk to me one-on-one. But also they can expect, you know, customs they request, renewal videos for free, lives for free, if they're a member, you know, all that sort of stuff. I'm constantly doing little freebies, little giveaways and all sorts of stuff on my page. But yeah, I would say I'm collabing at least 3 times a week minimum. So there's always new content out there. I listen to what they ask for me, like if they want, you know, if they want more girls or less girls and just more BG, I really try and cater everything to them. So,
So there's a lot of boy, girl sex, girl, girl sex, boy, girl, girl sex over there.
Yeah. Tons. Yeah.
And it's orgies. Full and it's like, okay, orgies and cum shots and all that stuff.
Yes. what is it? Like public, like you meet somebody in public, you know, those kind of vibes, all sorts of stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also heard, and you can, you know, you can like wink, deny this, you can talk whatever, but I heard that you did some sort of fuck a fan thing video. That's probably not on never. OnlyFans. Wink, wink, wink.
I never would do something like that. That. Oh, my drink is empty. Oh no. I have to take, hold on.
Okay. So, okay. Well, I'll make it easier. Hypothetically, if you were to set up a fuck a fan, how would you do something like that?
Honestly, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in Hollywood, right? So I'm going to just say that.
Oh my God.
A lot of smoke and mirrors, poosh. Like, you know, okay. Things happen. Just don't worry. I make sure everybody is clean. That
yeah,
is
yeah,
how it
no. Okay. Okay, so in the oh my God. You're fucking awesome. So okay, in your porn career, what is coming up for you next? And what are you excited about? What's coming down the pike?
I'm really hoping to work with Brazzers a lot more. I have tons of Brazzers stuff coming. But honestly, I redecorated my entire collab room. And made it all 70s theme. And I have a collab with Isaiah Maxwell and Vanna Bardot. And we're going to be doing a 70s themed scene where Isaiah wears his wears his afro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be really cute, like real cute 70s like vibe. And that's going to be on my OnlyFans. It's like the most I've ever planned for a scene is this one. So
I'm yeah, that's amazing. So that one's for OnlyFans, and then in mainstream, you're mainly just working with Brazzers because they're so cool.
Yeah, I also have been working with Vixen. I really like Vixen as well. But I get more work through Brazzers now and whatnot. So I just hope to continue working basically.
Yeah, well, I think that's not going to be a problem. okay, final segment. I have this game called The Burner. I have not played it in like 3 months. It's like, I don't know, 10, 12 questions, depending on what I ask. You can give short answers. You can elaborate. It doesn't matter. It's just a little more punchy. So we're going to play that game if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so question one, name something you wish men would stop doing.
God, there's so many. I don't know. I wish they'd stop shaving their armpits.
Okay. That's great. That's awesome.
I hate that.
Okay. Yeah, you like burly dudes. And name something you wish women would stop doing.
Bleeding out their vaginas. That shit's hard.
These are great. Name something you wish you would stop doing.
Smoking weed.
Have you ever been to a sex party in real life?
Not one that wasn't recorded.
Okay. Favorite guilty pleasure. It does not have to be sexual. It could be like fucking Milk Duds or something.
Hot sauce. Frank's Red Hot Sauce. I actually drink it. Gave myself an ulcer in fourth grade because I drank it too much.
Yeah. Well, that shit's pretty good. So you're not alone there. Maybe they could sponsor this podcast.
Yeah.
Name a person alive or dead. You get to have sex with them. You get to hang out with them. But the catch is that you only get to do this for 24 hours.
Oh, Jack Sparrow. Not Johnny Depp, though.
Okay. All right. Jack Sparrow. Okay.
If he ever comes out of character, he has to leave.
Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Neither. They were a little bit too for me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Spice Girls or the Pussycat Dolls?
Pussycat Dolls.
Can you tell us one of your craziest sex stories? It can be short. It can be from your personal, or it can be from the porn side, whatever you want.
I one time had sex with somebody on a airport conveyor belt. Stay tuned.
Okay. I mean, Jesus, that's fucking, what a tease. any crazy strip club stories?
No, I've been on stage dancing, but I wasn't a stripper. I just went up with a bunch of my friends.
You took the fucking place over. Yeah. Best kind of music to bang to?
To have sex to? Mm-hmm. No music.
Okay. I respect that. I dig that a lot, actually. Okay. And you don't have to say who. You just say yes. No, whatever we say, whatever you want to say. Are there famous people in your DMs?
Not really. I mean, it's always like an athlete. I'm like,
like from the alone. Lakers or no, I'm just
kidding. No, like just random. A lot of soccer players. A lot of like just athletes. And I'm not really into like athletes. I'm into burly men, but like not. Yeah. I'm not into athletes. I'm not into fuck boys. I'm not into gym guys. Mm-hmm. I like the guys who got the muscles from like working every day.
Yeah, chopping wood and fucking building your greenhouse.
Yeah.
do you have a Finsta? Do you have a fake Instagram account?
No, I mean, I just have 4 Instagram accounts of me.
Yeah, you don't need one. Okay, last question. Say something to one of your exes. It does not. You don't say who. You just give them a message. Give a message.
I am so happy I didn't have a baby with you. Jesus Christ.
Yes, Dan Dangler. Thank you so much for being on the show. Let's take a moment to tell these wonderful party-going people, the Dan Dangler fans, where can they find you on socials? Where can they find you on OnlyFans and all the other platforms to give you buckets, boatloads of money? Where can they find your AI, all the things?
So everything is dandangler.com, dandangler.com. You can find Instagrams, my OnlyFans, literally everything on there, dandangler.com. If things don't work, type in the Dan Dangler. So
amazing.
The website should work, but I'm on Instagram, I'm like the Dan Dangler.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're already typing. So that's great. I would love to have you back. This was a fucking blast. Thanks for being open and honest. Like, we love that shit here. You're always welcome. So open door policy. Thanks. But we will chat soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. It was nice to meet you.
Good to meet you too. Big thank you to my guest, Dan Dangler, for being on the show with me this week. Make sure you go check out everything she is doing on OnlyFans. Make sure you go check out all of her stuff on all the major porn sites. Go buy some stuff from her OnlyFans. Go buy some stuff from Brazzers.com. Go check out her AI bot, right? See what you think. If you guys are loving guests like Dan will be back. You want to see more guests like Dan, you're loving Sex Party. You're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and you're asking yourself, what can I do to show some love and make sure I never miss an episode of the show? I love this show, right? You could leave a rating. You could leave a review. Those things are lovely and nice. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode every single Wednesday, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. They have apparently and unsubscribing people from my show and other shows. So you want to go to Apple Podcasts, go to Sex Party with Dustin Rybka, go in the upper right-hand corner, make sure you see a check mark. If you see a pause button, a plus button, or whatever, hit the thing until you see a check mark. If you're watching on YouTube, would you rather masturbate to the Home and Garden Network, or are you more of like a Food Network freak? If you're watching on YouTube, I love you. I see you. I appreciate you. If you're watching on YouTube, you could like this video. You could like all the videos. You could leave a comment. But again, what you really want to do, make sure you're subscribed to the channel so you never miss a new episode every single Wednesday. I'm available, as always, in the DMs on Instagram. And I will see you all right back here next week.
Thanks for listening. The party continues next week. Click subscribe and let's make this a regular thing. Follow the show on Instagram and Twitter @SexPartyFM. Follow Dustin @DustinRybka.